to our old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown, and we have the honor to talk to this man on his project release date, Common. Hey, Common.
Peace. What's up, Nina? How are you?
Great, but how are you?
Feeling great and grateful, blessed, and I'm inspired too, so.
Congratulations on the new project, A Beautiful Revolution, Part 1.
Yeah, I'm really, really inspired to make this music. Grateful to be releasing it at this time. You know, it's a lot going on in the world, and we've been dealing with a lot, and art is essential to the revolution. Art is essential to change. I wanted to deliver some music that people are thinking about, that I wanted this music to be a part of it, you know, like from a standpoint of inspiration and giving part of the healing. I like to call it the people's medicine in a way where it feels good, it's great, you can celebrate, but you also feel inspired from it, so I'm excited about the album.
Absolutely. And I was looking at some of the names of the songs. You've got a song called Courageous. You've got A Riot in My Mind, Don't Forget Who You Are. But yet your new single is Say Peace, which we're going to play here on WHUR. But tell me, why did you choose Say Peace as the first single?
Something about Say Peace that felt like it was a hard sounding song, but it felt different and new. It kind of made me feel that the Afro beat that I love from Fela Kuti, and it felt reggae-ish and it was, to me, a great introduction of and reintroduction of who I am as an MC. And it felt fresh and new, but it's still like that ruggedness that we need. And then I had Black Thought on there, you know, who's been lighting these verses up everywhere. He just released the album. So I felt like we could really feed the people who love hip-hop culture with that song. And it still sounds like something fresh and new to them.
And you're going to be performing Say Peace on the Jimmy Fallon Show November 4th, the night after the U.S. presidential election. How do you feel about that, just not even knowing what's going to happen on Super Tuesday?
Well, my faith and my optimism feels like it will be a celebration. We will be celebrating a new change, and I want that performance to be a part of that, to be remembered as something that, man, you know how people remember certain things, because we definitely remember the times when things didn't turn out as good. So I have faith, and, you know, that's why I've been also going out doing voters' encouragement and supporting them, and also talking specifically about Biden and Harris and talking about local and state candidates, because I believe that the change is here. That performance, we're going to be celebrating with Say Peace.
And I do want to commend you. I've seen you all over social media, on the road, like you said, speaking with Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris, senators that are, you know, running right now. We need more celebrities like yourself who are promoting the vote, because just being in radio, Common, we still have people here who call in every day saying they're not going to vote. They don't think their vote is important. They can't trust either candidate. And what do you say to people who say, I just don't think I should vote?
I first tell them I understand why they felt that way or why they feel that way, because I have felt that way before. But I also tell them, hey, what do you see going on in your community or in the world that you don't like? Any injustice you see going on is connected to policy. Like if we look at Breonna Taylor's killers and say, man, the reason why they not put on trial is because the attorney general there didn't do the right thing. Somebody that's elected. So people in that state elected that person, and the people who didn't vote pretty much elected that person, because if you didn't vote, that's a vote for that person at that point, when you have the opportunity to actually get somebody in that may represent something different and represent you. And it's up to us to identify with those things. Think about marijuana laws. They want to see marijuana be legal. Like, you get those policies changed through politics, through voting people in, and it's not about just only voting for the president and vice president. I know that's the thing that's kind of detouring people. Well, even if you're not sparked so much by Joe Biden, it's still an opportunity to start going in a better direction. And you have to at least step out and make an effort for us to go in that direction. And then along with that, the things that you want to see change, like immediately in your community and around you, is not just on the president or federal officials. It's really state and local officials who do it immediately. And I've seen incredible people representing us in local levels where I've been going all around the country. So that's what I tell people. Like, either way it goes, you don't want politics to affect you. Well, the pandemic even had something to do with politics, because the leader of this country made a choice not to pay attention to it.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to be part of a party for that. I'm not a part of a political party. I'm just looking to support good human beings, leaders that I think will do right by their communities that they serve, and leaders that can will at least consider all of us in this country and make an effort to provide for people and connect people and create opportunities for Black people and people across the board who've been overlooked.
That's it. We need more people who understand that mentality. Your new project, A Beautiful Revolution, Part 1, I feel like it's the soundtrack to everything we've gone through as a generation, as a culture, as a society from the beginning of time to now. So congratulations, Common, on the new project. We'll be definitely supporting you. We're going to play Say Peace, and we hope to see you soon when it's all said and done for the celebration that you said.
I would love to be celebrating with you all, and we're going to keep this movement going. And thank you for what you said, Nina, about the project. God bless you. Everybody go out there and vote.
Thank you, Common. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Common. Here's the new single by Common, Say Peace, on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.